This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, there's nothing that sucks the classiness out of a glass of wine like plunking a few
cubes of ice
in it. And that's especially red wine, they say, the experts say.
My wife does it.
But there's a survey. Ask people if they put ice in different drinks that most people normally wouldn't. Let's see if you guys do it or not this morning and see if you're normal.
And by the way, with red wine, it's good if you take red grapes and freeze them.
Ooh.
And then drop them into the glass of red wine.
And I think it has to do with whether or not you keep your red wine chilled. If you keep it chilled, you don't need the ice cubes so much.
Well, you're not supposed to chill red wine.
You are, but not a lot.
Yeah.
If it's cheap red wine, it's a lot better if it's chilled. Not that I would know.
What are you drinking, Mad Dog?
Mad Dog 2020, good stuff, man. I don't know what the 2020 is for, but it's good stuff.
Now, they say like a lot of cocktails and stuff, you put, I guess, ice in some of those, and some of them you don't.
Well, duh, yeah. Some of them are frozen.
Yeah, exactly. You got the frozen drinks out there. I like actually ice in my shrimp cocktail. Have you ever seen that? Where they put the ice and they got the shrimps on the ice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fancy right
cool.
there. Yeah.
You're not supposed to drink it.
No.
Okay, so traditional ice drinks like iced tea. Obviously, you put ice in there. 86% of people put ice in there.
That's why they call it that.
14% of people don't, though.
Then they're not having iced tea.
Yeah. I know, but it's cold tea. How about in your soda? Like, do you like ice in your soda?
Absolutely.
73% of people say they do that. Some people don't want ice in their soda.
If I'm getting it from a fountain, like a McDonald's or something,
right.
the Coke is already cold.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of ice.
But that ice is good ice.
Yeah, but you get more Coke if
I'm
you
okay
don't put
with
ice
that.
In it.
Well, and some of the places got those little round cubes of like rabbit turd ice that
the
they
best.
Put in there.
Love
Hardee's,
those.
I think, has those. I used to.
Zaxby's, used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess I didn't describe that too.
It's rat turds.
No,
rabbit turds.
Rabbits.
Oh, my
they're,
bad.
They're bigger than rats. Okay, how about in your water?
Yes.
Okay, you want ice in your water? 73% of people put it in their water.
It depends on how cold that stuff is to begin with,
true.
Too. If you got ice cold water coming straight out of like the ice dispenser, then you don't need ice.
I don't really care for ice in my drinks.
I'm not a big ice fan.
Well, for one, they get in the way. Like, you ever try and get it, and it's all the ice is stuck at the back of the cup, and then it hits you in the face all at once.
Oh, the first world problems.
It's the half moon ice that you have that is in the shape of the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if it's a different shaped ice like we were talking about, it doesn't get in the way as much.
I like the chewy ice. I'll take that. But I don't really care for any other ice.
I don't like the refrigerator ice sometimes that comes out in that half moon shape.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be in another, like, cube looking thing.
Those are too big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen to us complain about ice.
There's people in Africa like, ice.
Yeah.
Ice.
29% prefer iced coffee over hot coffee.
I do, but I mean, I understand that's a decision you make.
That's just one thing. As soon as coffee starts getting cold, it turns me off.
Well, you got to get real cold. And then it's good again.
No.
It's not good when it's like cold, like room temperature cold.
I need hot coffee.
All right. Survey asked people if they put ice in different drinks that most people normally wouldn't. Here's where it gets weird for you. All right. Orange juice. 18% of people use ice in their orange juice.
The only way I've ever had orange juice and ice go well together is if you do have the shaved or those little rabbit turd ice things. But even then, it's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, yeah. I got to where I like mimosas. And if I buy my own champagne and orange juice, I will put ice over both.
I will say orange juice has gotten complicated at the grocery store, kind of like the movie popcorn or whatever, the kind of different types of popcorn.
I've seen that movie.
You go to orange juice aisle, it's like no pulp, some pulp, just a little bit of pulp.
Calcium for old people.
Yeah, sugar-free orange juice. You got all these different selections now. It makes it hard.
How do they have sugar-free orange juice? You made that up, didn't you?
No, it's like I think they make it with the aspartame or whatever.
And caffeine-free, too. I've seen that.
Caffeine-free.
I noticed that on a lot of them.
All right. Here's another weird one. White wine. 15% of people put ice in their white wine.
I don't think that's that weird because, as Cato mentioned, it's supposed to be served cold. So if it's not, you want to cool it down.
Beer. Yeah. Some people put ice in their beer. 6% of people like ice in their beer.
Now, I don't mind it if I get a cold, cold beer that's got little ice slivers in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's got that glass that's, you know, that's been frozen in the freezer for, a century and they
really
put beer.
Cold.
If you want ice in your beer, just get Coors. It's already got enough water content for you.
Oh, I got you. All right. Milk. Some people put ice in their milk. Only 5% of people, though. But that's kind of weird. I mean, I've had relatives that do that. It's like, I want my milk on the rocks, please.
I will say that nearly frozen milk is awesome.
Huh. But the little slivers probably. Mm-hmm. It's probably close to like ice cream.
Yep.
And then we mentioned red wine. People actually do put ice in their red wine. 5% of people do that.
When it's really, really cheap, you can put a little teeny tiny bit of salt in it, and it helps with a bitter taste.
Wow, that's really cheap.
I've really got to up my wine
you
game.
You do. Just drinking $1 chuck.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. In this economy, I'll take what I can get.
Put that boxed wine in the freezer, and you have like little wine pops.
Honey, will you go get me the Franzia, please?
Does Dollar Tree have wine?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, the weekend is just about here, and that means there's going to be a big decision to make. Do you shower and put on deodorant, or are you just veg out all weekend? Now, for some people, they got a very busy weekend, and this isn't even an issue. But some folks come home on a Friday, and they don't have anything they have to do until Monday. So they just lay around the house.
I don't see how you do it.
They ask people, do you wear deodorant when you're home alone? The good news is 2 out of 3 people said, yes, I do.
Yeah.
The bad news is 1 out of 3 people don't care.
Why is that bad? I don't care.
You don't care?
If I'm by myself at home, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to shower. I'm not going to reapply deodorant. I'm not sweating.
See, I have to reapply because I start to notice as I'm getting my arm up.
You don't even have to get your arm up sometimes. It's unpleasant for you. And now a lot of people are into that, healthy type. What's the fancy kind of deodorant?
Weird.
Keep your fingers pointed away from me, Kato.
Well, it's like the rock. You just take that stone and rub it under your arm.
What?
Yeah. So it's unhealthy out here to use some of the chemicals in some of those deodorants.
Now, who says that?
Science.
Yeah, it's what the
they sell them in stores every day. That's what you read on the internet with conspiracy theories.
It's the aluminum. Aluminum can lead to cancer. It has been linked to it, just like everything else on our planet.
No one gets armpit cancer.
No, you get breast cancer from it, not armpit cancer.
I never heard of armpit cancer.
So I could see why someone chooses not to use deodorant because of that.
Not doing it on the weekend's going to save you?
It's less than what you normally do.
Well, hold on. I do wear deodorant. I just don't use aluminum deodorant.
What do you use? Bay leaves?
It's called Salt and Stone, and it smells like heaven. You want to come sniff?
No.
It honestly, it smells so good. No, like, even John, I'll walk by him, and he's like, you got on perfume? I'm like, stop it.
Salt and Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a headlock.
But honestly, I don't. Get in there. I have to have a shower. You guys know that. I cannot go through the weekend. Like Tom says, he'll just come in. I've not showered in 3 days. I'm like, good grief.
I don't do that here on the show ever.
No, you've been on the weekend. You said you've not taken a shower.
Well,
since Friday.
Okay, that's different. You make it sound like I come in on a Wednesday. I haven't showered in 3 days.
No, on a weekend.
I come in showered every day to
you
the
do.
Show.
I do, and I don't want to. I would not shower at all if I didn't have to. During COVID, when I worked from home, I probably showered twice a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's better than once.
Was your skin better? I have a theory. I wonder if all the showering is what's making all of our skin so horrible.
I don't think so. I think showering's good for your skin. It opens up the pores, good hot steamy air.
I mean, I shower every day and I have horrible skin.
But they say there's that chlorine, like when you're soaking in baths and stuff, it gets in your skin because your pores open up and then you got all that chlorine in you.
What chlorine?
Or whatever's in that water, the tap water, all those chemicals.
Okay, y'all are going whack on me.
No, I'm just telling you what I've seen on the internet. That people say that some people say hot baths great for you.
Yeah.
Some people say it's not good for you.
A dermatologist says don't take a hot bath.
Yeah.
Or shower, you know. He said you can turn the cold water on before you step out.
And only make it 20 minutes, too. You're not supposed to make it like an hour-long bath.
20 minutes is a long shower.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about bath.
It depends if it's like a hair night, if I got to shave my legs and all that. I'm going to be in there for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't do baths. You're just soaking in your own mess then.
I love baths.
I do too.
You have to shower first and then you get a bath.
Ask them if they do that.
I don't want to know.
I will take a bath and then I'll stand up and rinse off in the shower.
Yeah. Okay. That works
too. I don't. I just wipe it off with a towel.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're just laying in your own goo.
That's my goo.
No, I'm talking about him. He's not even rinsing off
exactly.
At the end.
Exactly. It's like your own cooties.
Well, then why even take the bath in
Tom,
the first place?
You would argue with any an animal because anything I say, you say right the opposite. And I'm like, because so many times you've said right the opposite of that.
Yep.
I don't think so.
You mess with me, I'll pee while I'm laying in the bathtub.
Oh, no, I won't do that.
My son does that. It's gross.
I think I'm winning the argument just keeping my mouth shut right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they say that a lot of folks don't bother because they shower regularly. They say they don't need the extra protection if they're just relaxing at home. I'm sorry. Even whenever I'm not sweating or working out, it still stinks under there if you don't put on deodorant.
Mine doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, but don't you feel greasy if you don't take a shower? Mm-hmm. I feel greasy and grimy, and I hate that feeling.
Well, you sweat a lot, too.
No, I don't.
Yeah, your hands even sweat.
I do my hands sometimes, but my body doesn't sweat.
Your armpits get all wet.
Nothing like Cato's. I'm like, he's got yellow armpit stains.
Dang.
Yeah, Cato, you need to shower
more. That's on my white shirts. on the dark shirts, it's white.
Yeah. But do you notice how I deflect?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
It works,
you know,
too.
I didn't even wear any today, so.
Oh, great.
I'm not at home right now. I'm dog sitting.
Can you rub armpits with Tori? She smells like heaven over there.
That was salt and bath and salt. Salt baths. What is it?
Salt and stone.
Salt and stone. Salt Man, you stone. Got a good memory.
That's not that hard to remember. I wasn't like I had to do a algebra theorem or anything. Salt and stone.
And they're making fun of me again.
Yeah, I guess so.
Give him some salt and some stone or something.
I wish I was stone.
Yeah, I guess.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, Airbnb is all the rage. Everybody's looking at Airbnb to find a place to go on vacation or take a weekend trip. And now, have you seen there's a popular app called Swimply?
No.
It lets you rent a pool at someone's home.
You know, I have seen that.
Yeah.
I thought you were making that crap up. Swimply?
Yes.
You can rent somebody's pool, which seems kind of intrusive. Like, you know, because
you don't think the house is?
Well, yeah, but are they still in the house and you're just renting the pool out there while they're staying inside?
They're sitting on the deck watching you swim.
Yeah.
Like, if you have teenage daughters, there's a discount.
Really?
Well, I hope they do background checks after that comment.
Well, I'm like, it's so intrusive. I'm like, what's going to be the next step? Will it be like, how about this, Airbnb? Listen to this.
When you have to go, you have to go. But public bathrooms are ew.
I am not using the ladies' room at Taco Bell.
Now you can use the bathroom at home, someone else's home, with Airbnb. Just log on, select number 1 or 2, then find a cozy commode nearby.
Hi, I'm Glenn, your host. Second door on the left. Make sure to jiggle the handle.
Airbnb offers a convenient place to do your business, as well as a place to do a little side business.
I use my bathroom 6 times a day, tops. The rest of the time, it's not making any money, so I became a host.
Airbnb was inspired by the pool rental app, Swimply.
I just dropped the kids off at the pool.
And we decided to do the same thing for toilets.
I just dropped the kids off at the pool.
When you need to drop a load, download Airbnb and get going.
I would use it.
You know me too.
I would use it.
We're on to something, right?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, did you gain weight during pregnancy?
Yes.
New research says the average weight gained during pregnancy is 14 pounds.
Oh, I beat that.
That's for the baby's dad.
Oh.
That's right. The baby's daddy gained 14 pounds according to new research.
I was going to say, I'm an overachiever.
All right. So, Tom, how much did you gain?
I beat over 14.
You're an overachiever, too.
You know, whenever we were pregnant with the kids... like how I say that. my wife had this big craving for Sonic Coney dogs.
Yeah.
And so I would go get the chili cheeseburgers, and those were apparently fattening.
Mm-hmm. How much weight did John gain when you were pregnant?
I don't know, but I know I was a bad influence.
Okay.
Because he'd be like, what are we having for dinner? I'd be like, I already went through the drive-thru. I'll be home in a minute.
Okay. So he just accepted it, and he was going to gain weight with you.
Well, he told me, he's like, no, I need to do better. And I said, all right, well, I'm going through the drive-thru. You sure you don't want French fries? And he'd say, you know what? Just get me a number 2.
Okay.
Since you're already there.
I got you.
Give me the burger.
Well, what's the reason they're gaining weight with the woman? It's obviously you're going to gain a little bit of weight. 42% said eating out more frequently before the baby comes. So you were doing that.
Yeah, because I don't want to cook. I'm 40 pounds overweight. I'm miserable. My hips hurt. I'm not cooking.
Okay. 41% said the increased availability of snacks around the house. So you're at the grocery store and you're eating for two. You're like, those Little Debbie snack cakes look great. I'll just find their way in my cart.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything.
Yeah, they fall in that cart sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's weird. You walk by and it's like, they're like, Geronimo.
They have 6 kinds of Doritos here. Let's try all of them.
But the husband does it because the wife brings them all home. And then they're sitting there just being begged to be eaten.
Here's the compassionate, caring husband and what they're doing. They desire to make their partner feel better about their weight gain. So 25% of the guys do it because their partner's going to gain some weight, too.
I don't believe that for a second.
That's what it says in the research.
Doesn't matter what it says.
Oh, you're saying that the guys lied in the research.
I do.
Yeah. That's such an excuse. Oh, honey, I feel so bad for you. Let me eat 2 quarter pounders, a supersized fries, and a Diet Coke.
Shut up. That sounds so good.
Okay. And then 20% said being served large portions apparently by the hungry mom-to-be. So... It's they're making dinner, so it's like, hey, I'm going to give you a few more portions because I'm gaining weight. You're going to gain weight with me.
Ours was more like Tori's. There was a lot of eating out involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, husbands add about 2 inches to their waistlines, and at least 25% had to go out and buy bigger pants when their wife was pregnant.
That was John, his favorite pair of shorts. He went to button them, and he said, oh, what is happening?
Yeah.
It is very, it's just rude.
I'm not even married, and I'm gaining weight because of the pregnant women out there.
Yeah, it's contagious.
Yeah. When Tori was pregnant in here, she was bringing in stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, you'd eat those muffins. We think they're muffins. They were cookies or muffins, one.
They were cookies.
Okay.
And they were delicious.
And then only 30% of the guys join their partner in diet after the babies arrive. So where you are losing weight, you know.
Sure, let's go with that.
A lot of women do lose weight, yeah, especially if they're breastfeeding. The guys keep the weight on, and they don't lose the weight like you do.
The thing is, yes, with breastfeeding you lose weight, but you also are more ravenous than you've ever been in your life, and you will raid that pantry nonstop.
There you go.
And the guys don't have to work that hard to lose the weight compared to the women. It's the unfair biological advantage.
It really is, because John will take a lap, and he's like, my shorts fit again. And, I'm like, I kind of want to push you down the stairs.
You're like, don't run around the trip again, because they might fall off.
It's so unfair.
Signs your husband's gained weight while you're pregnant. His belly button went from an innie to an outie. He asked you to rub cocoa butter on his belly. That's a sign he's gained some weight. The doctor did a sonogram on both of you last time you went to the doctor.
Oh, it's kicking.
And then finally, he's wearing one of your maternity shirts because that's the only thing that fits.
Well, you know, that flowy material is quite nice in this heat.
It'd be funny to see a guy in a maternity shirt, really, like out and about.
Or those blue jeans that have the elastic around the stomach.
Uh-huh. Maternity pants.
Yeah, maternity
jeans. That would be great.
Yeah, when you get too big for those, it hurts your feelings.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat.
I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.